We were going to look at, read through some chapters in the Gospel of John. We're going to start in chapter 14, verse 12. And what I guess what I was saying is, if you look at how many times Jesus talks about asking for things and the promise of asking and receiving in here, if you're in Christ, if you're obeying Christ, the riches you have, those promises. There's multiple mentions of a promise of the Holy Spirit. It just promises throughout, promises of a promise of peace, admonition not to fear, promises of love between us and Christ, us and the Father. So anyway, this was just really encouraging to me in my kind of little moment of anxiety this week. And the Lord just reminded me of a few verses in here and just like, I got to read through this section, and it was a true blessing. So we'll read through it. John 14, 12. And we'll just do some reading, so bear with me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live. You also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you, to your remembrance, all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I choose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. The world hates you. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law, that the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you asked me, well, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will see me. And again, a little while, and you will see. You will not see me. And again, a little while, you will see me. And because I am going to the Father. So they were saying, what does this mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, a little while and you will not see me, and again, a little while and you will see me. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. When a woman gives birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come, but when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish. For joy that a human being has been born into the world, so also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Thanks for bearing with me and reading that long section, but just so rich in promise, and so many times the Holy Spirit is mentioned, and even one time in particular that sticks out where Jesus says, "It is to your advantage that I go away." When you think about like the turmoil we're in and the room for worry, and I think, man, if I was walking around with Jesus, Jesus was literally physically in my line of vision right now, I'd probably be okay. I mean, I'm just walking around with the Christ standing physically next to me, and that Christ who was physically next to these disciples says, "It's going to be better when I'm gone because I'm sending the helper." And so it leaves two things. One is Christ is with us in the same way. We can't see his physical body, but he lives, he abides with us if we abide with him. And the second thing is, you know, how much are we not taking advantage of the Holy Spirit and praying for the Holy Spirit to rule our lives and help us to believe these things? If Jesus Christ himself says you're going to be better off when I'm gone, when I leave and go back to the Father. And just, I'm so blessed by the way Jesus tenderly talks to his disciples and saying, it's like talking to your son or your young child. "I'm telling you this now because when you go do this and you're alone, I want you to be ready for this. And I didn't tell you over here because you couldn't bear it yet." And how many times did Jesus say, "I'm telling you this in this way because when this happens, I want you to remember"? It's like what I would tell my kids. "I want you to remember what I said when you're out there, you know, your weekly homeschooling event. I want you to be nice to your friends." Like, that's the kind of picture I have, this tender care in preparing the disciples for his absence. And just the Jesus, he overcame the world. The world that we worry about, the men that we wrongly, in a weird way, make idols out of in our fear, right? We're talking about that with my sister. She was over this weekend. And you know, fear of man becoming higher in our eyes than fear of God, worrying about what men can do when God's the one ordaining all these things. And just this authority that Jesus has in here, in this section, "I've overcome the world." They're going to do these things to you. They're going to do bad things to you. They did it to me, but I've overcome them. Don't worry. The Spirit's coming. How many times did he mention this? So leaving us peace, leaving us not in a spirit of fear, promising us love in him and the same love that he has with the Father. And again, just that tenderness. And I didn't plan to really comment on this. It speaks for itself. I just wanted to meditate on it with you and marinate in it. But I was so, the Lord, I mean, Jesus talks about bringing to our memory truth, right? And that's what God, I'm testifying. That's what he did this week with me when I was learning. It was just a small thing. This isn't like some huge monumental thing for y'all, but for me, he took care of me and gave me a little truth, brought to my memory these things, and helped me to obey and just open the word and read through the section. And he spoke to me and gave me joy and gave me relieved anxiety and emboldened me, because it's like, this is the Christ is promising us all these things. We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay no matter what. So anyway, just praise the Lord for this word this morning.